Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
The enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed, on Jesus.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the Word.
I'd like to read Psalms 91, verses 1 through 6. It says here, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust,
yes.
For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge.
Yes.
His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, we owe so much to the Lord, and it kind of goes with my message today, because I'm going to teach on learning how, learn who your enemy is. We need to learn who our enemy is. We can't discern and disarm him. We need to learn who our enemy is. And this way, when we do that, then we can learn how to discern and disarm him before he attacks. The more we know about him, the better we are. Saints, I think it's so amazing to me how quickly time comes and goes. I never think about that. You know, I do. It seems like I no sooner get up in the mornings and it's time to go back to bed at night.
Right.
And I don't think we recognize that the time is going by. It's going by faster. And like I said, we really need to try to accomplish as much as we can while we can and while we're able to. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but every day I think about the kingdom work left to be done. All the fields that are ripe and ready for harvest, according to John 4:35, and all the things that God wants me to share with His soldiers, but not only me, your soldiers too.
Right.
You know, your servants too, and He's wanting you to share it too. And you know, and I think about that, and I think if I live to be 100 years old, I don't have enough time. You know, and I tell my daughter, I know that some of them think I work a little hard, and I stay a little busy. But you know, everything that we do on this earth to make a difference in the kingdom makes a difference to the Lord. And so He put us here for a purpose. And I feel like that the first 50 years of my life, actually I became a Christian at 49. So the first 50 years of my life, and I was 81 a few weeks ago, the Lord will keep you healthy.
He will.
You know, if you depend on Him, if you speak His words and trust His words, as I tell people, I'm the daughter of Sarah, and if she grew old gracefully, so shall I. I mean, that's what the Bible tells me. And I try to do what I can to help him. But, but you know, we don't want to be sitting still. And like I said, I think that we need to get as much done while we can. You know, we're running out of time. But we are running out of time, and we need to value every minute of the day, every hour of the day, you know, whether we're in prayer or where we're reaching out to those around us at work or workplaces. And not only that, to see if we can't do something to make a difference in their lives. There's little ways that you can bless a person. I know one of the ways I do is I've written several books and booklets, and I carry the little booklets in my purse. And I know a lot of times when we go out to eat, that the Lord puts it in my spirit, which He does a lot. I carry money just to bless people with it, because that is His, it's not mine. And that seems to get people's attention. And so I don't tell them, I just fold it up, stick it in the little booklet, and I give it to them and let them know how much Jesus loves them. And, you know, if they would like to hear, you know, more, you know, they can always go to my website. But I want to give them more than just the word. I want to let them know that Jesus does love them. And so they're really always, they come back with their mouth hanging open because I give them a really nice gift, you know. But God knows that they needed it. You know, the Lord will let you know when somebody's in need, and He'll let you know, when to bless them. And it does, it blesses them because, see, we are witnesses to God. We're His witnesses. And sometimes you can be a witness for the Lord by not saying anything. Just the way you live your life. But like I said, today we're going to learn who your enemy is. Friends, according to James chapter 1, verse 1 in the CEB, that's the Common English Bible, it says, "But if anyone needs wisdom, should ask God, whose very nature is to give to everyone without a second thought, without keeping score. Wisdom will certainly be given to those who ask." And I know that's a different translation. One of the translations that I learned the most is, where it says that if any man like wisdom, have him asked of the Lord, and who gives liberally and upbraideth not, and He will give it to him. So either translation, it doesn't matter. That's His nature, as this translation says. It's His nature to give us the wisdom. And we're going to need wisdom.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
And we can't operate without wisdom.
Amen.
And God is freely, it's His nature to give us His wisdom so that we can operate in the means that we need to. The Lord tells us how that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. He tells us that in Ephesians 6:10 through 16. And you know, the definition of against is opposition to, with reference to legal action. And so I wanted to get that in because sometimes we hear things and we say the definition against, you know, we need to learn these things. And the definition of against is an opposition to with reference to legal action. So one of the first things that we must understand today and recognize is that Satan has no legal rights.
Right.
He has no
That's
legal
right.
rights to attack you.
That's right.
He said, we're going to stand against. And saints, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I also realize that most of you have heard these scriptures that I'm talking about today. You've heard them many, many, many times. However, if you're not doing them, and if you're not practicing them, then we need to hear them again and again and again and again. You may not be aware of it, brothers and sisters, but you and I today, we are engaged in a staggering struggle in which angels and demons are both involved.
That's right.
Not only God's angels, but the ones that fell with Satan too.
That's right. We're in the house.
They're all involved. And we have to understand that we are participants in a battle for survival. Light and darkness.
Yeah.
Right and wrong.
Uh-huh.
Justice and injustice.
Yes.
And liberty and slavery. However,
right.
we have to understand that according to John, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 36, in the God Word translation, it is written that if the Son sets you free, you will absolutely be free.
Amen.
Friends, for starters, know that being set free in our faith means we're not chained to our sins. We're not chained to our past or potential. It means that we are free. We're free to accept the forgiveness and grace of Jesus when we mess up or when we fall short.
Yes.
We can repent. We can repent of our sins, ask for forgiveness,
yes.
and surrender our burdens at the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ. We can do that according to 1 John 1:9, where He says over there that if we need forgiveness, all we have to do is ask.
Amen.
We got to do it with a sincere heart.
Yes.
We just can't go over.
Thank you.
In chapter 6, verse 2, it says to help each, and this is in Galatians, it says to help each other with your troubles. He says, when you do this, He says you're obeying the law of Christ. in Galatians 6:2 in a New King James, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And what is Jesus saying here? He's saying, you know, notice what Galatians 6:2 means. Being in Christ, just because we're born again and we're believers, and being in Christ does not mean that we're not going to have burdens to carry in this earthly life. We are going to have burdens. And one of those burdens is the weightiness of our temptation to give into sin and the heaviness of trying to get out of it. And Satan is always going to be right there. He's going to always be right there to tempt you. He's going to be right there to trick you. You always need to have a prayer partner. You need to have someone that you can stand up with. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 tells us that two is better than one, because if one falls, the other can help him up. Think about that. He says, but woe, woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. So we need to have someone to come along beside of us, a prayer partner. And because, you know, just praying, you can pray by yourself, but also coming together, you can pray a prayer of agreement. I have people now praying with me as a prayer of agreement with some situations that I've been encountering. And because God said, where two come together, is agreeing upon anything, is it being done, it shall be done. So your prayer is a lot stronger. You know, so we really need to have that prayer partner and someone that we can trust. And not just somebody that wants to know about your business. There are a lot of people say they want to pray for you, or to ask somebody, well, tell me what's going on, I'd like to pray for them. They really don't want to pray for you. They just want to know what's going on. You know, the flesh. You're right, brother. You know, Paul warned us to share that burden and not battle sin and temptation on our own. Paul begins by saying, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Saints, this battle, and I want you to hear this, this battle is a battle in which your physical strength and your human best is not enough. You cannot fight this with your own power, your own strength. If you're dependent on your own strength, you're going to be defeated. You're going to lose your battle, because you and I need the power of the Lord. We need the power of God to fight these battles. And you and I need this power, and it's only in the power of his might that there's any possibility of victory. And I'm going to say that again, and it's only in the power of his might, God's might, that there's any possibility of victory. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 5, which states, not by might nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize Satan's wiles. It's imperative, vitally important, in order to gain victory, that we recognize the wiles of Satan. And I want you to keep in mind today that Satan's attacks are tailor-made. They are carefully made. They're custom-made, carefully and methodically selected to attack each person's specific weaknesses and their vulnerabilities. He has got a file on you. You know, and he knows your habits. He knows what you enjoy doing and looking at in the flesh. He knows what you like to listen to. And he's going to make sure you see it. And he's going to make sure you hear it. I know the other day in my time is getting dressed, I keep a little mini iPad in my bathroom to listen to Christian music or sermons. And the children's songs came up, and I used to enjoy listening to the children's Christian songs with my granddaughter when we were traveling. We pushed that. That was when she was really young, and we had the cassettes push in, and she knew exactly which one was coming up next, even though she was like four or five years old. She knew. But, you know, I like that little one where it talks about, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you do. And little feet, where you go. But you know, that's a child, you know, a kid's song, but it's for adults. It's for adults, because we are so inundated today in stuff on the internet and TV, and they don't hide anything. They don't hide anything. You know, I was watching a movie the other night, and it was a time and space where this man was transformed into the future, and he was writing a book, I think it was 1800 or something, and he didn't realize the things that he was saying, the difference that it was going to make in the future. It's like today. We don't realize some of the things that we're doing today is going to not only affect our children, but our grandchildren, those that haven't even gotten here yet, and those people. And so once he got there, he was transferred there. He couldn't believe what he would see in the church. And he said that the church, you know, he went back, the church was in danger. And it was in danger because it's being so inundated with all the technology today and all of the concerts they're having, you know, instead of praise and worship like, you know, their team was doing today, they're having like the concerts are having all these darkness, you know. And I never could understand why the church wanted to turn the lights out. Jesus is light, you know, and just turn the lights up, you know. But, you know, these are things not in my notes, but I know that the Holy Spirit speaks through me, and that we need to know these things.
Yes.
And it's good that we have, you know, that we know these things. But like I said, you know, he knows, Satan knows you.
Amen.
He knows everything about you. And he tempts you. God will test us, but he doesn't tempt you.
Right.
He doesn't tempt you. But we cannot play dead. We cannot just roll over and play dead. We can no longer remain complacent. We have to always be alert, on the alert, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8. And I'm reading this from the Easy Read Translation, 1 Peter 5:8. It says, control yourselves and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. And some translation says he's looking for someone to devour. And there again, devour means to eat food and prey. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y, I mean P-R-E-Y. Food and prey hungrily or quickly. It also means to lay waste, wipe out. It's all the same. It's all the same. Satan's goal is to destroy you. His goal is to wipe you off the face of the earth. And he doesn't care how he does it. He does not care how he does it. You know, a new Christian asked me, recently, what was the biggest thing to be on the lookout for? I give it some thought, and I said deception.
That's it.
Deception. Whoa. Remember that Satan is a liar, number one, and a murderer. And according to John 8:44, Jesus said from the very beginning that he is the father of lies. Satan is not only a liar, but he is the originator of falsehood, the father of lies, which it indicates his role in introducing deceit into the world. He's the one that introduced it into the world to begin with.
That's right.
And we all get deceived by him. He uses our family and our friends to deceive us. You know, that's how he does it.
Yeah.
And he also does it when you pick up your iPad or your laptop or turn on your computer, that he'll put stuff up there for you to see too. And to just see how long, you know, maybe the first time you look on it just for a minute or two. Maybe next time you listen 5 or 10.
Right.
And next time you listen a little bit longer. You know, you acquire taste. I know back when I was living in the world, I was a martini girl. You know, I would drink Scotch on the Rocks or martinis. But when I first started drinking them, I didn't like them. I wasn't used to drinking anyway. So I would taste it, you know, it was a taste, and of course, something like a martini, you don't drink it anyway, you kind of sip it. Some of you probably don't know what I'm talking about, and some of you do, but that's okay, because that's in another life. As I tell the devil when he reminds me of something I did in the past, I say, Lord, thank you that that person that did those things is dead, and she doesn't live anymore, and that I'm a new creature in Christ, and all things have passed away, and all things have become new. So when he reminds me of these things, but I do know that you acquire a taste, whether things you're eating, drinking, or watching. And I know with that martini or that Scotch on the Rocks, it took me a while to acquire a taste for it. But once I acquired a taste for it, I enjoyed it. And that's my point. You know, we can watch things and listen to things, and maybe at first, like I said, it sounds or looks like something maybe we should not be involved in, but if we do it enough, we'll gain the taste for it, and we'll start enjoying it, and we can't do that. Praise God. You know, in Revelations 12:9-10, It says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I want you to remember today, brothers and sisters, that God will protect you. He is our protector. He is your hiding place. He is your refuge, and he is your high tower. This is what the word tells us in Psalms 91. And in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8, and I want to read this whole Psalms to you. It's only eight things, because I want you to have a clear understanding that God is watching over you today and that he is for you. The Bible tells us if he be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Okay? So in Psalms 121 through 8, I'm reading from the God Word translation. David said, I look up to the mountains, where can I find help? And that comes with a question mark. Verse 2, it says, my help comes from the Lord, that the maker of heaven and earth. Verse 3 says, he will not let you fall. Your guardian will not fall asleep. And I capitalize that. He does not sleep. The Bible says he does not sleep, nor does he slumber. He said, your guardian, he is our guardian. He says, and he will not fall asleep. And verse 4 said, indeed, the guardian of Israel never rests or never sleeps. He never rests. And verse 5 says, the Lord is your guardian. The Lord is a shade over your right hand. Verse 6 says, the sun will not beat down on you during the day, nor will the moon at night. And in verse 7, it says, the Lord guards you from every evil. I capitalize all of that. The Lord guards you from every evil. He guards your life.
Yes.
And verse 8 says, the Lord guards you as you come and as you go, now and forever. Yes. Not just today, but for now and forever. He says he guards you. And in John 14, verse 27, a New King James Version, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan. He's known as Lucifer, the deceiver, the destroyer. And you probably could add some to those lists yourself. He's also known as the accuser of the brethren, meaning he complains. He goes every day. He complains against those that believe in God. All of us that believe in God, Satan is having a field day every day complaining to God about each and every one of us. And you think, well, how could he do that? There's millions and trillions of people, but he does. We think there's a lot. But everybody that says they're a Christian is not a Christian. You know, he says you'll know them by their fruit. And if they're not bearing good fruit, he's going to say, I don't know you. And I don't want to be one of those that he says, I don't know you. I want to be known as good and faithful servant. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Especially during turbulent times, Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry.
Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners, you are family, and I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes, in places where people may feel alone or forgotten, and yet when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word.